A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
As a bank of billowing brown clouds clear, dozens of Pokémon glide forward, first in the same mid-brown color, then slowly fading to their natural bright colors.
The exciting, wonderful world of Pokémon. A group of most unusual creatures teeming with mystery.
A large white-tusked Mamoswine leads a group of marching Pokémon.
While some can be found in the sky, some live in the water. And some live in the grasslands. Wild Pokémon are everywhere.
A shimmering purple sphere floats atop a white-capped mountain.
Amid such an abundance of life, there is one Pokémon in this world who existed before all others, Arceus. And to this day, Arceus is watching over Pokémon and people alike.
A white horse-like Pokémon has stood in the sphere. Pokémon, the Arceus Chronicles. A large fairy disembarks.
Ash and Go are investigating the legends surrounding Arceus. So they travel to Canalave City in Sinnoh. They're here in their role as research fellows to investigate the way the people of Sinnoh lived in the distant past.
Tourists walk along a dirt road between rows of low houses.
I hear this is a recreation of how the city looked long ago.
It's like we're in a movie. This place looks totally awesome.
Pika, Pika!
Ash! Go!
Wow, it's dawn!
Pika! Pikachu rushes over to the small blue penguin-like Piplup. They high-five.
Great to see you here.
Aw, you should have told me you were coming. You surprised me.
Well, you surprised the two of us, right? Yeah!
The small green monkey-like Grookey leaps down from Go's shoulder and backflips with joy.
Dawn, what are those clothes?
Pretty cool, huh? I just borrowed them.
Awesome stuff!
As she twirls in the ornate blue tunic and billowing shorts outfit, Piplup twirls.
Why don't you two borrow some clothes? I'm sure you'll look great.
Good idea. Then we should have our picture taken.
Sure. Follow me.
Right.
They rush to a building's curtained entrance.
You can borrow whatever you like.
Hello? Hey, it's Ash and Go. Nice to see you.
Cynthia!
See, Cynthia has been really helpful throughout the entire Sinnoh Festival.
Are you here on an investigation?
Yeah!
This historical exhibit should be quite helpful. Have a good look around.
Thanks!
The tiny Pokémon press their paws and faces against a glass case.
Hey, Cynthia? So, Ash and Go want to borrow clothes!
Perfect!
What do you think, buddy?
Eagle.
This is so great!
You both look amazing!
Then you're all set! Now allow me to be your guide!
Oh!
Cynthia opens a set of curtains. Elsewhere, three round disc-like bronzer flash bright light down on an orange-eyed, large cave-dwelling Pokémon. A blue-haired person, Saturn, releases three bat-like Golbats.
Get it!
Large fangs visible in their mouths, they release transparent circular discs at the red-bodied Heatran, who inches backwards up the cave wall, then releases a wave of glowing spikes, which knock the Golbats to the ground.
Now use Dig.
His green-bodied Toxicroak dives down into the rocky ground, tunnels towards the Heatran, then leaps up and rams it off the cave ceiling. The man tosses a brown Pokeball enveloping the Heatran, then touches a red earpiece communication device.
G1 to G2, capture complete.
This is G2. Copy that. Return to base.
Inside a building nestled in a black cliffside, a large multicolored crystal-like object projects upwards out of a large round console.
That's Mount Coronet, isn't it?
Yes. With its brutal environment, it is thought to have had a large impact on everything in the area, including Pokémon. Take a look at this image. That's a Growlithe, and that's a Braviary. And it's said that the other two are the evolved forms of Basculin and Stantler.
Wow.
Using his black-tipped yellow ears, Pikachu mimics the Pokémon's appearances.
I wonder if they still exist. I wish I could catch all of them.
Cynthia, just how exactly did people catch Pokémon back in those days?
Great question. I'm glad you asked. Here.
These are Pokeballs.
Pika!
Check it out, Pikachu.
Pikachu.
But they're a little different.
So they were made of wood.
Gazes at the orange and round ball in his hand.
That is the kind of Pokeball they used a long, long time ago.
Yeah?
We recreated them using designs left by the artisans of the time.
Those old designs survived?
And you can catch Pokemon with those?
Of course.
I want to try.
Yeah, me too.
I do too.
I thought you'd say that. So allow me to be your guide as you all experience the Pokemon catching game.
A multi-paneled glass-domed ceiling. Pokemon pop out of the lush foliage below.
This reminds me of Cerise Park.
A rodent-like Bidoof nibbles on a stick.
Can I try to catch them?
Not just yet. Now, everybody come out!
It's Oshawott, Cyndaquil, and Rowlet!
Cyndaquil is from Johto. Oshawott is from Unova. And isn't Rowlet from Alola?
Cynthia, what's this all about? It's written in the historical record that these three kinds of Pokémon were brought from other regions to Sinnoh.
That's amazing!
I wanted to see what influence these three Pokémon from other regions would have on the environment, so I asked them to help me out.
Really?
Right! And so you'll be catching three Pokémon! You can say hello to the three of them right now!
We're gonna be good friends!
Only one Pokeball per person, and you only have 3 minutes to do the catching. Catch one and you'll get a valuable prize.
3 minutes will be more than enough.
It's a competition.
Count me in, and the winner gets all of the prizes.
It's a deal.
Of course, your Pokemon partners can all help. Okay, now it's off into the thickets, you three.
The three small Pokemon hop into the bushes.
It's just like hide and seek.
Time to get ready. Ash, go, Dawn, let's go!
Ready for this, Pikachu!
Get ready to take first place, Gookie!
Hey, Piplup, we're gonna win this thing!
Dawn and Piplup leap into a green bush.
I guess it's just a cricket talk.
Gookie uses his stick to beat through the undergrowth.
You see one? Oh, it's a Cherim.
The small, dark purple Pokemon transforms its shape and is now a yellow and pink ball. It leaps through a bush, and as it bumps into Pikachu, it transforms back into the upside-down, dark purple tulip form and dives into another bush. Gricky hops over to Pikachu and looks around. Lying down in defeat, Pikachu strokes his head.
Where are you? Come on out!
Quick! Piplup, use Drill Pack!
As he sprints forward, Piplup's beak becomes a glowing horn slicing through the tall grass.
Wait! It can do that?
Hey!
He bashes into the sea otter like Oshawott. They duel, Oshawott using a yellow clamshell.
Piplup, now's my chance!
It bats the ancient Pokeball away.
What's this? Rowlet?
Hey, Ash! Over here!
Okay!
Piplup, we'll catch Oshawott this time!
As Piplup and Oshawott duel again, Ash chases after the bird-like Rowlet.
Hold up! I said wait!
If that's the case, then I'm catching Cyndaquil!
The long-snouted Cyndaquil leaps out of a shrub, knocking Go over.
back erupting in flames, it blasts a wide-eyed Go with fire.
You know, you're pretty bold, aren't you?
Grookey leaps through the air, landing on Cyndaquil's face and hugging it tight.
Grookey, great work!
Go!
Pikachu rams into Rowlet.
Let's wrap this up, Piplup!
Plup knocks the clamshell out of Oshawott's paw.
Pokeball! Let's go!
All three ancient Pokeballs hit their targets, enveloping the Pokemon in green, shimmering light. Smoke emitting from small silver vowels on the top, the balls bounce about on the ground before emitting a blast of stars.
Karam,
did you see that smoke?
So these are old-fashioned Pokeballs.
Interesting, aren't they?
Yeah!
A Rowlet!
A Cyndaquil, too!
And Oshawott!
We caught all of them!
All right, everybody, bring out those Pokemon!
Thanks so much, you guys!
Yeah, a great Pokemon catching game!
Cyndaquil blasts Go again.
What was that for?
You see, Cyndaquil uses Flamethrower on someone when it likes them.
Piplup and Oshawott share a hug.
When did they become such good friends?
Since you all caught your Pokemon within the time limit, here are the prizes I told you about.
Man, I'm psyched!
And the game was a three-way tie!
No one can hoard all the prizes!
Here you go. Everything I could find about Sinnoh's space-time legends.
Fantastic! Thanks so very much.
Starshine and Go's eyes as he cuddles the book, but Ash and Dawn look less than impressed. Meanwhile, in the cliffside fortress, a helicopter lands above a gold letter G. As Saturn and Co. walk into a large room, a red-haired and eyed woman, Mars, and a purple-haired and eyed woman, Jupiter, turn around.
Where's Heatran?
Blue-eyed Saturn holds up the green and black Pokeball.
Excellent. Now we can begin in earnest.
They gaze up at the multicolored flat crystal.
The flame plate. More beautiful every time I see it.
It's supposed to be beautiful. It's one of the plates said to hold the power of Arceus.
Whatever. Let's get this started.
Yes, I understand.
We will now begin the Heatran experiment. Team members, stand by.
Multiple hologram screens appear.
Plate, commence vibrations.
One of the mint green-haired team members slides his finger up a touchscreen.
Heatran, I need you to lend me your power now.
Use Magma Storm!
Flames envelop the four-legged, iron-masked Pokémon before it unleashes them towards the huge flame plate.
I'm confirming energy output. Both the hyper-vibration and energy rate are increasing in tandem.
The dream of Team Galactic. The first step in the creation of a brand new world.
Not so fast. We will need far more power than this to open the dimensional portal.
It's exceeding critical levels!
Fire swirls around the flame plate, then golden rays burst forth from it. Pink hoops of energy radiate out from the craggy mountainside fortress, causing alarm to nearby Pokémon. Meanwhile, back in Canalave City...
What is it, Pikachu?
The circular wave of energy passes through Pikachu, Piplup, and Grookey, nearly knocking them over, and they point frantically up to the dark mountains.
Something doesn't seem right. Let's go see!
All dressed in the traditional billowing pattern shorts and tunics of blue, orange, and yellow, the three rush towards the mountains. Elsewhere, a white-furred, angular-bodied, four-legged Pokémon emerges from a mottled blue and purple backdrop. Arceus opens its green eyes with red pupils at their centers. As it rears back, three small Pokémon with doubled long white tails fly over. Instructions conveyed telepathically to the three small Pokémon, they disappear. Back at the compound, the fiery funnel surrounding the flame plate vanishes.
The first step in our experiment is a success.
That it is. I can confirm that the energy produced has affected the dimensional barrier.
Excellent. Now we can open the door to Master Cyrus.
Hazy peach and green clouds hang behind the jagged mountain, a hilly forest stretching out from its feet. Ash, Go, Dawn, and their Pokémon arrive outside of a mine shaft, a rusty wheeled cart sitting on a long rail track leading into the mine.
What's up, Pikachu?
Is something in there?
They gaze up at the gray cliff face above the mine shaft.
What is that awful sound?
Look at that! Jiggling!
Bronzong!
The small yellow bell-like Chingling leap up at the Bronzong, a larger green bell-like Pokémon, all of their eyes shining unnaturally hot pink. Bronzong blasts them away.
Hey, knock it off!
What's the matter with all of you?
Piplup, use Whirlpool!
Piplup hurls a massive blue spinning whirlpool which envelops the pink sparking Pokémon, swirling them round and round in a circle before collapsing around them.
Pika! Nothing like a little cold water to wake you up!
Piplup stands proudly. Then the group notice an injured Chingling.
Are you okay?
It's hurt, isn't it?
They're suddenly enveloped in iridescent light.
What's that?
The three small Pokémon appear, red ovals on their foreheads.
It's Azo!
Uxie!
And Mesprit, too! Legendary Pokémon!
Azelf, the willpower Pokémon, a psychic type. Azelf is called the Being of Willpower. It is said to have given people the strength of mind to deal with life's difficulties.
It has a blue pointed head.
Uxie, the Knowledge Pokémon, a psychic type. Uxie is called the Being of Knowledge. It is said to have given people the wisdom to solve life's problems.
Eyes always closed, it has a domed yellow head.
Mesprit, the Emotion Pokémon, a psychic type. Mesprit is called the Being of Emotion. Legends say it introduced people's hearts to feelings, like joy and sadness.
They've got such amazing powers!
You got it!
Mesprit has a pink head with four drooping appendages.
Is that...
A swathe of orange cuts through the blue iridescence surrounding them. They stare up as the white-furred, horse-like Pokémon appears, a plethora of multicolored particles floating down from it.
What's going on?
That's Arceus!
A sphere of blazing light slowly closes around all four mythical Pokémon, leaving the friends standing in front of the mine again.
That's Arceus.
It tried to tell us something.
How can you two be so calm at a time like this?
Because Dawn and I had lots of adventures in Sinnoh before. Along with the Lake Guardians, we helped to save Dialga and Palkia.
What? That's amazing!
I think Arceus and that fire were a message. We have to find out what it could mean. Let's go to the Pokémon Center.
Back in the cliffside fortress.
All hypervibration activity. It's been stabilized. Saturn now!
Mic in hand, Saturn nods.
Attention, everyone!
It's finally time to put our plan into action. As rulers of the new world, we will bring Master Cyrus back.
He stares up at a three-dimensional portrait of a stern-looking man.
Team Galactic, dedicated to building a new world where war does not exist. But their plan would destroy the world as we know it. Their leader was charismatic, but behind that facade was a burning ambition that caused him to summon the legendary Pokémon Dialga and Palkia, and use them to open a gate in the space-time continuum. Ash, his friends, and the Lake Guardians stopped the plan, but Cyrus left his team behind and vanished through the gate.
He floats upwards in a green sphere.
Now that we have Heatran's power, our preparations are complete. Soon we will open the gate in space-time. This is it. The first step in the construction of the new world! We start at 1800 hours. Everyone, stand by!
Yes, sir!
at a mountainside Pokémon Center.
Eyewitness reports of unusual activity have all involved Pokémon who live on Mount Coronet.
Watching large TV screens.
Some people are wondering if there's a connection between this activity and the deviations in the magnetic field near Mount Coronet several hours ago.
Jingling is all better now.
Huh?
Now, what are the odds that all three of us would end up here together at the exact same time?
So, Brock, a while back, you sent us a message.
How am I supposed to understand any of this with you both talking at once?
It's nice to meet you. My name is Go.
Oh. Nice to meet you. I'm Brock. Ash and I traveled together for a long time.
Ash told me about it. First a gym leader, then a Pokémon breeder, now a Pokémon doctor in training.
I've been traveling around with Go for a while now. Brock, is that your Blissey?
Yeah. It evolved from Happini to Chansey, and now it's my indispensable assistant. As is Krogunk.
Ah.
Long time no see, Krogunk.
Hey, Brock?
Yeah, I saw it on the news. It seems to me that the warping magnetic field affected Jingling.
Let's go to Mount Coronet.
We really need to find the cause.
We will. Leave everything to me.
The spiky brown-haired Brock is sat behind the steering wheel of a red and white rocket car, which rises up spinning from an underground elevator. Ash in the passenger seat and Dawn and Go in the back.
Man, this is fast!
No need to worry!
I use it for Pokémon house calls all the time. It's quite convenient and quick.
They bank left and up towards the snow-capped mountain. Meanwhile, in the fortress, fire tornadoes round the flame plate.
Time to begin the operation!
Beginning.
A Team Galactic member taps a display screen, and a huge metal dome opens up on the building. A large pointed metal object is slowly raised up and pointed towards an adjacent mountaintop. Meanwhile, the ceiling opens up above the flame plate, and a metal cap connected to multiple wires is lowered down, stopping just above the flames.
Let's see. The message wasn't so much from the Lake Guardians, but from Arceus. Is that correct?
You're right! Oh, I should transmit all of this to Cynthia so she can help out on this too!
The plate beam is standing by. All systems are operational.
It's now or never, Heatran.
Use Magma Storm!
Rearing back, it unleashes waves of fire at the flame plate, which sparks with pink shards of lightning.
The energy rate is rising! We're above critical levels!
A beam of orange energy erupts from the flame plate and into the metal cap hovering above it. This then illuminates channels along the side of the long plate beam, which is pointed skywards over Mount Coronet.
Energy generator is operational!
Energy creeps along the central pole towards the device's tip.
Fire at once! Commencing fire!
A huge funnel of bright orange energy shoots up into the sky. Brock spots it.
Over there! From the foothills of Mount Coronet!
All right, Brock. Let's go over there.
Right.
He steers hard to the right, and they head over to the disturbance.
As we calculate, the reactions in the space-time phase and the dimensional gate is expanding at a rapid pace.
Almost there, Master Cyrus.
Now, Heatran, use Magma Storm!
With a roar, the flames leading from it to the flame plate turn blue.
The rate of energy growth has expanded even more!
The beam shines pink where it meets a ripple of orange clouds in the sky, lightning sparking from it.
Look, at the dimensional gate!
Heatran, we need more! More!
At the junction of beam and cloud, something is barely visible in the sky.
We can't raise the rate any further! It's going to overload!
We can't stop it now! The dimensional gate is about to open!
Mars is right! We mustn't stop now! We'll soon find Master Cyrus!
Blue lightning erupts inside the room.
The energy generator system is damaged! The energy's reversing!
It's reversing?
No, we can't! Not when we're so close!
A funnel of flame shoots out from the flame plate and blasts Heat Ran against the back wall, blowing a hole in the side of the fortress and causing the beam up to the clouds to vanish. Brock and gang spot the happenings from the rocket car. Meanwhile, Team Galactic stand up amidst all the rubble. Heatran is enveloped in red and orange flames.
Heatran, what's going on?
Flames explode out of the disturbed Pokémon.
Heatran, return!
Saturn's dropped Pokéball melts on the floor.
Retreat now!
All with identical mint bob haircuts, team members run frantically about.
Why is this happening? Let's go.
Red pixie-haired Mars helps Saturn to his feet while Heatran walks up to the flame plate and eats it. The hillside fortress explodes in flames and clouds of dark gray dust. Heatran, now a giant flaming beast, emerges.
Hold on! Could it be Heatran's flash fire ability gone haywire?
Flash fire ability? You mean all this started from a Pokémon's ability?
The energy released by the plate was far too powerful. And with that overwhelming power, it brought forth a colossal change in its form.
Opening its flaming mouth, it unleashes an orange beam back up into the sky. The flame plate glows inside it.
Heatran!
After it!
Forest Pokémon flee as its massive fiery feet stomp through the forest, setting it alight. Flying types flap away as fast as they can. The rocket car racing down a road, Pikachu looks to his right.
That the late Guardians showed us was actually...
not good! The forest!
Heatran climbing up a cliff face, Team Galactic hover nearby in a helicopter.
Where does it think it's going off to?
Wait, is it going to the Spear Pillar?
Excellent! Keep on going! You can still open the dimensional gate!
Saturn looks out a side window. He spots Brock and the gang in the rocket car. As Heatran roars, the swirling pink hole in the sky electrifies, and Brock hovers the rocket car behind the flaming hulk as it walks along a rocky canyon.
Is it headed for the Spear Pillar?
What is it trying to do?
That was right where Team Galactic summoned Dialga and Palkia before!
Team Galactic, it can't be!
We'll get ahead of Heatran, then we can stop it.
Right!
Got it!
Brock steers them alongside the flaming beast.
It sure is hot!
Sweat dripping from Go's brow, Grookey leans against him as the rocket car speeds along. Heatran roars up to a lightning-filled circular void above the mountaintop. Brock lands up ahead of the Heatran. And the trio stare down a path as it approaches.
First, we have to put out that enormous fire!
And water's what we need!
Time for a water-type team-up!
Wait! This situation is way too big! This is beyond the scope of a normal Pokémon battle, so we need a plan!
A large, toothed and mouthed green Pokémon leaps up and fires brown pellets at them.
A Toxicroak!
Hey, isn't that...
Brock's Krogunk emerges from a Pokeball in his back pocket, swiping at the Toxicroak, before a helicopter rises up the hillside, then lands.
Team Galactic!
Scumtank! Let's go!
Mars and Jupiter release a Purely and Scumtank.
What are they doing here?
I never expected to see all of you again.
Team Galactic, the Sinnoh Police should have broken you up already!
Thanks for the worthless explanation.
Now, I'd ask you not to interfere.
You're the ones! You did that to Heatran!
The fiery, hulking Heatran marches on.
What are you guys after?
I see no reason to answer that.
As Heatran opens its mouth wide, the multicolored flame plate is visible within it, and Arceus's green and red eyes shoot open. The three small mythical Pokémon appear in the air.
Huh? Hey, look over there!
Whoa! It's Azelf!
And Uxie!
Mesprit, too!
They fly in a circle over Heatran.
Are they trying to stop us?
I won't allow that!
The inferno engulfed Heatran's eyes flash as it spots the mythical Pokémon. Completely unchanged as it lets out a massive roar, Uzi, Azelf, and Mesprit hover nearby. A flood of fiery magma washes over the beast and the surrounding ground. As it roars, a huge explosion can be seen on the cliff edge, and the forest below is ablaze with flames. Both Team Galactic and Ash and the gang look down into the canyon where the Heatran is. The three legendary Pokémon use their psychic powers to repel a blast of flames from the beast. Heatran slams its feet down, causing a hot wave of air to knock Pikachu and Piplup into Ash and Dawn's arms. Once the smoke clears, the flaming Heatran is visible in the canyon, lines of fire ablaze all around it, and its mouth looking like glowing prison bars. Mesprit, Azelf, and Uxie's eyes glow white, and they spot the flame plate and the normal-sized Heatran nestled inside the flaming monstrous one. Back in Canalave City, Cynthia looks up at the mountains, then pulls out her hairpin, letting her long blonde hair flow.
There has been a sudden increase in air temperature in the vicinity of Mount Coronet. The Sinnoh Weather Service has determined that the cause is the mountain forest fire you're now seeing.
Piplup wiped sweat from his eye.
The heat is intense!
What happened to that Heatran?
I can only think of one thing. Some power other than Heatran itself is at work here.
As it opens its flaming mouth wide, blue lightning flashes from the potential porthole in the clouds.
What is it now? Wait, this feeling is familiar.
Just like outside of the mine, they're once again transported to that blue iridescent space and are shown a vision of the flame plate and trapped Heatran.
Heatran was there, in the fire.
So then, that was the real Heatran?
Yeah. That huge body may just be made of energy in the form of fire.
It looked like Heatran was in a daze.
Then, how is it rampaging?
There was something like a big plank inside, right? What was it?
The Lake Guardians!
Now, Toxicroak, use Sludge Bomb!
Now, Skunk Tank, use Flamethrower! Perugly, use Shadow Ball!
The rotund, cat-like Pokémon throws a glowing round orb. Pink beams shoot out of the jewels on the heads of the legendary trio.
Stop, Team Galactic!
How is interfering with us going to help you?
I want Pokémon to live free!
Azelf and the others want us to help them! And that's just what we'll do!
Playing hero, huh?
What was that plank? It's the thing driving Heatran mad, isn't it?
Oh, please. So they don't know. Listen up. It's the flame plate.
Flame plate?
Some say the plates exist in order to increase Arceus's power.
This plate wants to return to its home. Back home to the original one, Arceus. Because of that, the dimensional gate will open. It's just what we want.
What? A dimensional gate? You're summoning Dialga and Palkia?
All we want is one thing, and that's Master Cyrus.
Cyrus? The Team Galactic boss?
The one they sent vanished through a dimensional gate!
A flashback of a green orb disappearing in the sky.
You do, big mouth.
What does it matter? After all, they won't be needed in our new world anyway. Their knowing won't affect anything. We'll use all we have to get rid of them, won't we?
Of course we will.
Now use Shadow Ball!
Use Flamethrower!
Use Thunderbolt!
Use Bubble Beam!
The electric and bubble blast repel Team Galactic's attack.
We're gonna save Heatran, you hear me?
It's because of your selfishness that so many Pokémon have to flee!
Because of you, we saw the forest burn to the ground in a single instant! You robbed the Pokémon of their home! Hey, Grookey, the heat is dangerous. Back in your Pokéball.
Piplup and Grookey wave at each other.
Now, Cinderace, go!
The long, white-eared rabbit-like Pokémon.
Cinderace!
Everybody, let's go!
Isn't that quaint? Everybody, let's go. They're really annoying me.
Though being ambitious is a good thing, even if the time they have left is so short.
But still, I won't allow anyone to be an obstacle between us and the new world.
We will secure Heatran's path forward. We can't allow them to approach. Heatran must proceed.
That's obvious.
Now, you three, attack!
Purple-eyed and haired Jupiter commands Skuntank, Perugly, and Toxicroak.
Pyro Ball!
Cinderace kicks a flaming pebble, repelling the attack.
Use Thunderbolt!
Pikachu repels Perugly's purple sphere.
Bubble Beam, let's go!
The group cover their faces as Piplup's blast creates a billowing cloud of smoke.
Ash, go! Dawn! I'll hold Team Galactic here while you join up with Azelf, Yuxi, and Mesprit to help Heatran.
Right, let's do it!
Yeah!
Please be careful, Brock.
Thanks.
Toxicroak, stop them!
Now you're facing me. Go, Steelix! Go, Blissey! Quick, Steelix, use Stone Edge! Blissey, Dazzling Gleam!
The long, rock-like Steelix slaps its tail down, causing a string of glowing shards to rise up. Perugly's knocked over by Steelix's shards, then blown further back by Chansey's rainbow-colored blast.
Hit it with Mega Punch!
Go bringing up the rear, he slips onto his backside as they make their way down a short cliff, then sprint up a steep mountainside.
Cinderace! We can't get close to it!
It's too hot! All right then! Dragovish! I choose you!
Dragovish!
I know who I'm gonna choose! Inteleon, let's go!
Inteleon.
Cinderace!
Stars shine in Piplup's eyes as he gazes at the long-legged Inteleon, who turns away unimpressed.
Azelf, Yuxi, Mesprit! Please use Psychic to help us out!
Yuxi, Mesprit, and Azelf float away.
Hey, Dracovish, Water Gun, let's go!
Inteleon, use Snipe Shot!
Whirlpool!
Inteleon blasts water out of his finger and Piplup conjures, then throws a giant spinning whirlpool of water. The legendary Pokémon transform those blasts and Draco fishes into a glowing blue orb.
Inteleon.
Perfect!
Now go!
They all brace themselves as a brisk wind blows through the canyon, Pikachu clinging to Cinderace's leg, and the three psychic types rolling through the air.
Such foolishness.
Wait, no way! With that heat, water-type attacks have the opposite effect.
Heatran grows even larger, flames radiating out of it, and purple lightning flashing from the potential portal above.
That's my Heatran. Now then, open up the dimensional gate!
Now, Skuntank, flamethrower!
Steelix is knocked backwards.
Perugly, use Iron Tail!
The cat type whips its glowing tail down.
Oh no, a Garchomp?
It can't be.
A figure dressed in black approaches.
Cynthia.
She nods down at Brock.
The Sinnoh champion? It appears now we have a new problem.
A white helicopter appears behind her.
Well, as I thought, it's Team Galactic.
Copy. But now they're trapped. The Sinnoh police will be here soon. I'll report back to you.
A green-haired woman flies it away.
Now, Brock, please take my Garchomp and head over to Ash's group. I'll take care of Team Galactic. The only way to stop that Heatran is to make sure it has nowhere to walk, and Garchomp will be a big help in that.
All right.
Garchomp, if you please.
Krogunk. Blissey.
Krogunk!
No. I'm actually telling you to stay here. So you can protect Cynthia. Steelix, now use Dig!
Steelix dives down into the rocky ground, followed by Brock and Garchomp.
Now, Rose Raid, Full Blossom!
Rose Raid!
Thin shards of purple lightning crackle out of the swirling blue orb surrounded by clouds in the sky, while the three psychic types fly ahead of Heatran.
Mega Frog!
Steelix emerges from the ground.
Cynthia says to make sure Heatran has nowhere to walk.
So let's trap it underground!
Right! If we get it underground, I bet we can put out its fire!
Then let's concentrate our attacks toward the area around Heatran's feet!
Now you're talking! Let's do this!
As Brock throws off his shirt, the small mythical Pokémon fly to meet Heatran. Pink light shoots out of the red jewels embedded in their foreheads, stopping it in its tracks, dark gray smoke billowing up from the ground.
Now's our chance!
Use Dig!
The long gray-bodied Steelix and dragon-like Garchomp dive into the ground. Heatran sinks down into the disturbed ground.
Now, Pikachu! Iron Tail, let's do it!
Pikachu slices the ground with his glowing tail.
Cinderace, use Pyro Ball!
Stinger! Raise!
Cinderace's kicked flaming pebble breaks the ground apart.
Come out, Mamoswine!
Mamo!
Use Ancient Power!
Mamoswine!
The long, white-tusked and pink-snouted Mamoswine stamps its front feet on the ground, then blasts rocks at Heatran's feet, who slowly starts to sink down into a pit. Rings of gray smoke billow out from Heatran.
All right! Mega!
What?
Tidal Blizzard!
As Team Galactic's Pokémon are knocked backwards by Rose Raid, the swirling hole above the mountain rains down purple lightning onto Heatran, causing the flame plate to glow and a funnel of flames to blast upwards. As the ground starts to break apart under Pikachu and Piplup's feet, a column of bright white light shoots up from the plate and into the swirling electrified cloud in the sky, a sphere with a galaxy inside it slowly appearing.
What's going on? It can't be!
Oh, the dimensional gate!
Master Cyrus!
Looks like we won. The dimensional gate is opening!
What have you done?
They all stare as the now blackened Heatran rises out of the pit.
It's moving!
The plan didn't work!
The ground collapses under Dawn.
Dawn!
Just
As Ash and Go pull Dawn up from the cliff edge, Heatran climbs out of the hole, and they all flee up the mountainside.
It's gotten bigger!
And changed forms!
You don't think it could be getting power from that dimensional gate, do you?
Yes. And due to getting bathed in that power, its body is probably under intense pressure. If this continues, there could be an enormous explosion that blows off the top of Mount Coronet. No one, including Heatran, would be left standing after that.
The cracks in Heatran's body begin to widen, revealing its flaming insides.
We have to go welcome Master Cyrus back.
Skuntank, use smoke screen!
The purple and white furred Skuntank blasts a gray cloud at Chansey, Krogunk, and Rose Raid, and Team Galactic take off in their helicopter. Meanwhile, Brock, Ash, Go, and Dawn ride the long stone snake-like Steelix up to the flat paved top of Mount Coronet. Huge stone pillars sticking up from the paving stones and the purple and blue glowing sphere-shaped dimensional gate hanging low under gray clouds.
This is bad!
If it keeps up, it'll explode!
As it arrives near the top, the fiery fissures in Heatran's body widen further.
What's that?
A figure with a golden wheel round its middle appears in front of the dimensional gate.
It's Arceus!
What? It's here for real?
They all stare up in amazement as the futuristic horse-like Pokémon hangs in the sky below the round gate. Heatran looks up, and Team Galactic's helicopter hovers in place. Team Galactic's mouth drops open, and Cynthia stares hard. A golden sphere appears above Arceus's reared head, then pink beams of light arch out from it, pummeling the ground and crashing the helicopter, Team Galactic safely parachuting out.
Use Power Whip!
Cynthia commands.
Rose Raid!
Bright green ropes shoot out of its rosebud-like hands and secure Team Galactic to a large, pointed boulder.
Now why in the world would you go and do that?
Skuntank, fight through all of these vines right now!
Cynthia, Chansey, and Krogunk leap closer.
Just give it up! That dimensional gate you yearned to create is being closed by Arceus!
Arceus! Don't do that! No!
Their jaws clenched, Team Galactic, as well as the rest of the Pokémon and people, watch as Arceus closes the dimensional portal.
Arceus, awesome.
Dawn, Go, and Ash stare up in awe as it hangs in the starry sky. The Heatran lets forth a fiery blast from its mouth. Arceus watches as the flames die away.
Arceus! All of us want to save Heatran! Will you help us out?
If that huge Heatran were to explode, the Sinnoh region would never, ever be the same!
Please, Arceus, help us!
Cynthia, Brock, and Pikachu stare up. Three small legendary Pokémon float up towards Arceus. As Arceus's eyes shine red, the trios glow bright yellow. They float down to the gathered crowd.
Please, Arceus!
It raises up a leg as Cynthia approaches.
Everyone! Cynthia! You came to help us, didn't you?
She touches her heart.
Pika Mika!
Great! Arceus, thank you so much!
Its solid white mane jutting up from its head, Arceus turns and faces the bubbling and flaming Heatran, then rises up, the star-strewn sky behind it. A circle of the iridescent plates bursts out of its sides and surrounds it. Then one drops in front, turning the golden wheel around its waist and some of its body blue.
Wow! Now it's a water type?
Rearing its head back, shimmering blue light surrounds its body, then seeps upwards and flattens out above its head.
Pika!
Amazing!
like it's creating an ocean.
An ocean? Is that the power of the Alpha Pokémon?
A giant sphere of water hovers above the blue beam.
Arceus, the water is dangerous! When we attacked Heatran using water before this, it caused a massive explosion!
Arceus looks back at them, then nods its head.
It said no need to worry, right?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Okay, Arceus, we all trust you!
The double long-tailed Pokémon float up to Arceus.
Then we should do whatever we can, too. All right, let's all save Heatran!
But how are we supposed to deal with that kind of intense heat?
I know! We're gonna fight fire with fire! Hey, Go! You mind lending me the power of Inteleon and Cinderace?
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 Pikachu, you too!
Pika?
It sounds to me like you've got some kind of plan.
Yeah! Water-type attacks alone won't do the job.
Okay! Count me in!
Sounds dangerous!
No need to worry!
I wouldn't say that.
Piplup leaps on her shoulder.
You're telling me you want to help too? Okay, I'll go with you.
Thanks, Dawn. Great!
You heard all of that. What are we going to do?
I guess we'll be their backups. Come back the instant you sense any danger.
Right!
The trio and their Pokémon walk over to the three small legendary Pokémon.
Azelf, Uxie, Mesprit, you two, will you please agree to come along with us?
Yeah.
Listen, everybody. We'll be back with Heatran in no time.
Arceus, we're gonna head out.
Blue wheels like the one round Arceus' waist appear around Heatran. A funnel of water extends down from the conjured ocean floating in the night sky. As it lands, it creates walls of water within the blue floating wheels surrounding Heatran. Heatran attempts to step out of the watery prison. Heatran lets forth a fiery roar, but is unable to break through the wall of water.
Amazing. There's no explosion, even with the water hitting that intense heat.
That's the power of Arceus. It even has the power to control the natural order of things.
Its eyes glowing, Arceus turns to the small floating trio, whose eyes glow in turn.
Whoa, they're using Psychic!
Did they just use that to help us out?
Incredible! We're flying!
Ash, Go, Dawn, and their Pokémon aglow, they hover above the watery prison, Ash turning his hat backwards.
Everyone, let's go, now!
Tillion.
Tad!
Got it!
Ready, Piplup?
Ash leading the way, they all soar into the giant dome of water.
We're counting on you.
Brock and Cynthia stare intently, while inside the bubble, the gang float down towards the glowing Heatran center, passing bubbles along the way. The giant Heatran quivers. The gang stare, mouths agape.
Piplup! Use Whirlpool! Pikachu, use Thunderbolt on the Whirlpool!
Electrified rings appear on the outside of Piplup's massive Whirlpool.
The electrical energy is coating the water! That was your plan, wasn't it?
Piplup, let's go!
He hurls it at Heatran. Seen from outside the watery sphere, lightning flashes from the whirlpool and it slowly turns a limey green.
I think it's working!
Now it's our turn! Inteleon, use the shot!
Pointing his long, skinny finger, the chameleon-like Pokémon fires a blast of water that breaks through the green whirlpool and then into Heatran, making it all the way to the flame plate in its center.
All right!
Nice shot, Inteleon!
Yeah! We're going inside!
Their bodies still glowing pink, they soar down through the green whirlpool and into the massive center. They spot the glowing white flame plate and the normal-sized heat ran tied up inside. Blasts at them, Pikachu's tail glows bright white and he slices through the ties.
Quick, Cinderace! Use Pyro Ball!
The kicked pebble collides with Heatran.
Alright! It's wrapped in the Pyro Ball!
Cinderace!
Nice! Pikachu, finish with Electroweb!
His electric web wraps around Heatran.
So Ash planned that too?
Yeah, it now has two coats, both fire and electricity.
Fire contains the heat and electricity protects it from water. This way, we'll make it through the water dome and rescue Heatran.
Okay.
We'd better get out quick.
Let's move.
Golden light shooting from the flame plate, the three legendary Pokémon lead the way. Uxie using Psychic to move the captured Heatran out with them. Pikachu and Piplup move as fast as possible as the huge flaming mass that had controlled Heatran begins to quiver.
It's going to blow!
The red mass expands out, almost touching the sides of the watery dome. Arceus staring intently down at it. Nearly at the exit to the green whirlpool, the fiery blob constricts, and they are all pushed forward by a white beam of energy. Break through into the watery dome created by Arceus, the Electroweb and Pyro Ball break off.
Oh no!
The legendary trio's eyes shine pink, stopping Heatran from falling further backwards, while the friends and their Pokémon grab hold of it. They make slow progress towards the edge of the water dome while the Heatran-less being begins to contract and push against it. Brock, Cynthia, and the rest of the Pokémon wait outside of the dome, all eyes glued to it. Back inside, Arceus barely visible on the other side, the gang approach the dome's edge.
Now, go! Everyone all right?
As they break through, landing in a heap on the paved mountaintop, Arceus rears back its head, and the water dome collapses down, then funnels upwards. Back to its normal gray, white, and golden colors, Arceus reincorporates Team Galactic's flame plate into itself. Heatran slowly stands.
You okay?
Yeah, you're not hurt, are you?
Arceus lands nearby and Heatran bows its head towards it.
Thanks so much, Arceus.
It was because of you that Heatran was saved.
Pika Pika! You also saved Mount Coronet and Sinnoh! Thanks to all four of you!
The tiny trio waving, both they and Arceus float away.
Arceus?
Leaving so soon?
Arceus, wait! We want to know where Master Cyrus went, and we know you must know!
You go to and from the other world at will, isn't that true?
We need to have Master Cyrus with us, so tell us what you know!
Arceus continues to float upwards. Saturn grimaces.
We need Master Cyrus.
We're never alone. Arceus is always watching over us. Hoping people in Pokemon work together, overcoming any problems that may appear. And even when our combined strengths aren't enough, Arceus is certain to provide hints to guide us to find the solution. To guide us. But those problems, we must deal with them. We must overcome them. That's why Arceus ultimately left Heatran's rescue in our hands.
With its roar, ribbons of green, blue, and purple light extend from a glowing orb behind them, and then they and it disappear. As three helicopters approach the mountaintop, Cynthia speaks into a mic.
Cynthia, what about Heatran?
That case is closed, thanks to the bravery of several trainers and Pokémon.
You called me brave, Cynthia!
Ugh.
And to celebrate this closed case, we should go on a date! I'll take that as a no!
Haven't seen that in a while.
Will Brock be okay?
Krogunk lands a blow on Brock's middle, then drags him away. As the sun slowly rises and clouds skim over the tops of the mountains around them, Go and Ash stare out.
That was a bigger investigation than I thought.
For sure.
Ash?
Yeah.
Dawn and Ash and Pikachu and Piplup high five.
An investigation by two research fellows ended up turning into a surprise adventure. But with the efforts of Ash and Go, along with their friends and Pokemon, they were able to save the natural wonder of the Sinnoh region.
The fiery creature encasing Heatran is now cooled into a huge dark rock formation, complete with mouth and two round eye holes. Back in Canaleaf City, the modern street of tourists fades away, and we're transported back in time, with people in traditional dress walking along the dirt road. A gray-eyed boy with a red flat cap on his head and scarf wrapped around his neck rushes into a workshop and hammers together a Pokeball, instructions laid out on the table where he's working. Pokeball complete, the boy smiles, then heads out to a grassy plain teeming with various Pokemon. He runs alongside Cyndaquil, Oshawott, and a flying Rowlet.
The Sinnoh region. Thriving since ancient times, a land of legends, glory, and challenges, all watched over by the alpha Pokemon, Arceus.
As the boy and Pokemon continue to run, Arceus gallops over them in the sky and heads straight from Mount Coronet. Audio description created by Iuno SDI Group, written and narrated by Sarah Borges. Previous credits created by Satoshi Jijiri, Junichi Masuda, Ken Sugimori. Written by Atsuhiro Tomioka. Composer and arranger, Shinji Miyazaki. Music, Yuki Hayashi. English production, voice director, Lisa Ortiz. Voice characterizations, Sarah Natacheny, Zeno Robinson, James Carter Cathcart, Michelle Knotts, Charmy Lee, Roger Parsons, Casey Mongelo. Script adaptation, James Carter Cathcart. Script translation, William Flanagan. Script timing, Krista Hilton. Additional score, Akhil Gopal. Guitarist and additional orchestration, Jeff Lee. Additional score, Steve Mayer. Copyright 2022 Pokemon. Copyright 1997 to 2021 Nintendo. Creatures, Game Freak. TV Tokyo, ShowPro, JR Kikaku. Trademark registered and character names are trademarks of Nintendo.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.